Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still awake, John.
Still awake because we can see you. You know, when you go for that nap, we can catch you.
You're good at motivating me.
And we're in the Christina Lou show, which we didn't talk about because we started talking about Tom before, which was a wonderful first half of this program. But now we're in the middle of the Christina Lou program, Christina Lou show. And we will talk about some of the stuff that's going on around the town. But at the break, Christina was talking about Jay's birthday coming up. And Jay's, in case you don't know who Jay is her mooch. I know that. It's her mooch. And so what's going on for his birthday?
Yeah. So, you know, listen, on this show, we like to talk about ways of kind of taking a negative and turning it into a positive as best as possible and as safely as possible. I think is important to add. So my husband's birthday is coming up next week. It's the day after John, your fabulous host's birthday. But this weekend we are going to be inviting a couple of friends over, all outdoors. I've been heavy monitoring the weather and I'm happy to see, a sun, might be a little
supposed to be good Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I see a sun now because that was stressing me out because, if it rained, it would have really messed up the whole thing. The plan I'm doing is the theme for this, because I like to come up with a creative thing each year for his birthday, is an adult day camp. So it'll be during the day. And I bought different things that you would see at a camp, right? Because my husband loves outdoor things. So what I actually, have my heavy research, I found an archery set, but it's suction cup archery. So we won't be damaging, the neighbor's property or my beautiful fence. So it's this beautiful set and it's, for adults. They also have, which is very big, me and my friends did, a couple of years ago, we went to Brooklyn and did axe throwing, which is all the trend now. So I actually found online, it's like a foam axe throwing thing that goes into this peg. So that's, everything looks like, it's, but it's all kid friendly and safe. And then I have darts, a magnetic dartboard, the girls, all my friends, I found an easy craft. So we'll do arts and crafts, which are toilet paper pumpkins. So I'll share a picture of that. So they'll go home with that. And then of course, we're going to have, my husband built a teepee in the backyard, which he's really excited that he now knows. So if anyone know, if things really get bad, Jay knows how to build a teepee. So we're pretty solid with that now.
No, I saw that teepee being built.
Yes. I was so impressed. I was blown. We thought it was going to be a very difficult task. It was kind of like a team building, exercise. And I was like, I don't even know how the heck we're going to do it. He was doing all this research, watching. And this just shows you can learn a lot from YouTube. We got the materials on Amazon and it was very low cost. And he whipped it together and I'm really very quite impressed with it. And we're going to have, outdoors. I got some out sandwiches and, we're going to do a campfire with s'mores. So it's all these little tiny things and it's all going to be, outdoors, which is really, really nice. And I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a fun, safe activity, loaded with, I have my little hand sanitizer stations and wipes, so everyone could wipe down the bow and arrow after they use it or whatnot. So it should be very fun. And of course, you'll all see my party favor bar because everyone has to go home with, a favor bag at the end of the day. So
you're going to have a lot more party stuff to put in your warehouse.
Well, luckily I have, and this is what I have to say, I have so much stuff that I reuse, because all my containers and platters are all things that really, it was very, I actually didn't have to buy anything too much extra besides the safe games, but it's going to be a nice time. And like I said, to enjoy the outdoors is something we're really making a point of doing even more so than normal. So I'm glad. I'm really glad.
That's
and
great.
Otto will have to segue into because we were building. No,
Before we get to Otto, one more thing from the Lou family is that that new bike you have, not bike.
Oh, well, his ATV. Yes. Jay purchased an ATV. Because like I said, during this time, you know, we're comfortable. And like I said, everyone has their own comfortable level. Jay and myself are comfortable.
Just gonna hold on 1 second, Christina. Yeah. Dan just sent up, I don't know if you see us. I miss the in-studio parties.
Oh, Christina, I know.
Every event, Christina, you set us up and have all the goodies.
Well, listen, guys, what we do have to look forward to is when this is all over, there's going to be so much pent up. It's just going to really be quite the explosion. Dan, the whole room will be covered in confetti. I know he misses having that studio sprinkled in confetti when I left. So watch out, world. It will be there. But, you know, yes, so Jay got, for a while, he's been doing research, and he wanted to get this ATV so we can go to trails out east and upstate. And our friends are interested in it because, like I said, we're just trying to find kind of fun activities to do. So he bought it. You know, and it's adorable because it just shows you that, you know, boys never grow up. So all of his friends were,
That's true.
This is so cool. You know, so everyone, you know, we were hysterically laughing. It was like, he got the cool toy, you know, out of his friends. And now everybody, all the wives probably want to kill us because now all the husbands want to purchase one. But it's nice. Like I said, you have to find whatever it is, you know, and I can't get out of my head too, that whole article we discussed, you know, about awe walking and, you know, being outside and really just taking a moment and breathing in the beautifulness around you instead of, you know, all the stresses that are in your life. So we're just trying to find little things, you know, to keep us occupied and get fresh air and do as a couple. You know, I'm lucky to say me and Jay enjoy each other's company. So I don't mind riding on the back of it. You know, it's quite that's my thing. I was like, all right, you know, you do what you need to do. I'll hang out back here and it should be nice. But I also want to segue into Otto's. Had an awesome family thing, you know, that he was planning for quite a long time. And it was just this past Sunday. So tell us about it, Otto.
Well, like you said, we try to adapt. Normally I go once a year to a Jet game with about 10 family members. It's kind of a tradition, as bad as they are. So this past Sunday, we had our virtual Jet Day, which meant we tailgated at 11:30 in the driveway and in my garage with a tent that I put up in the driveway. And I had a projector and a screen, and we streamed the game onto the screen. And there were a fair number of family members, all socially taking care of themselves. And but we started out having the tailgating like we were at a game, which was great. One little add-on, by the way, there's a new thing that we found, this Philly pretzel, where you get these pretzel dogs, you get a tray of them, and they were really great as a side line. One of the items, you know, we had food, and then we had some decorations, and we had Jet lights, and everybody wears Jet shirts and stuff. And anyhow, the game was terrible, and it didn't matter. The Jets are bad. And but we had our halftime parade with pots and pans and whatever around the house. I told everybody that we were going to be the halftime entertainment. And one of the disappointing things is I said we were going to have flyby, you know, like at a lot of the football games, they have these planes flying by. And I have enough planes flying overhead usually because of Kennedy Airport or LaGuardia, and I said we're going to have a flyby, and there was not one plane that came by that day. I don't know why, but not one plane. So the flight pattern changed, even though I called all the airlines and told them. But it was memorable. We had a good time. And Christine, I know, was on Facebook and saw some of the pictures.
They were wonderful pictures.
It also was
One
of my grandsons and my birthday are a couple of days apart. And my six-year-old grandson, Karen. And we kind of jointly had a cake for him and me at the same time. And, you know, it was a memorable experience. And we made something out of, as they say, made lemonade out of bad stuff.
No, and that's
what a good time.
It's so important. And first of all, I just have to do is one of my most favorite picture that I will admit I screenshot and I sent it to Jay and my mom because I said, this is just a reminder of couple goals and people that I love. It was a picture of Otto and his beautiful wife, Bunny. Otto sitting on Bunny's lap. And it's just a candid, adorable photo. And that just showed their compatibility. And
well, I had my kazoo helmet on.
Yes, and that's what I wanted to segue. And yeah. I believed it was a kazoo helmet because I saw the piece. I said, I wasn't sure if it was that or, you know, one of those helmets
well,
that
has throw a
beer into your mouth. I wasn't sure. But I saw, and then I saw the kazoo and I said, I think that might have been what Otto chose as his noise producing instrument, you know, for
well,
the
it's a kazoo helmet that has a speaker. It's a batting helmet, basically, that has a speaker on top of it. And I got this thing from somebody many years ago, and it you flip a switch and then it becomes like a microphone and you can talk through the headset.
I feel like I might need it. You know, I feel like that's something that might be needed.
Well, we went at one time, there was a serious look at selling this stuff. Like there were kazoo bands, believe it or not. Not many of them, but there's some kazoo bands out there. And we figured, well, we got a big market with the kazoo bands, but it didn't fly. So that was the end of it.
Well,
we had a good time anyhow.
It really did, you know, and that's just something, you know, what I think is amazing because, you know, that is a tradition in Otto's family for years. And the fact that he just, you know, you had to adapt and he revamped it and had a great time. So kudos to you, Otto. And I loved it. I was anxiously awaiting the photos.
It's on Facebook, Otto?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see it. I mean, not that I just scroll. So whoever I happen to see, I see. I'm going to have to put your name in.
Yeah, there's a video of the parade too.
Okay. Right now we're going to have to take another break. Okay, so you're listening to the Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with the Christina Liu Show.